Hello, everybody. Leon here with a quick message. Just want to let you guys know that if you guys are a audio listener, I just want to let you know in advance that if you are listening right now, I just want to give you a heads up that right from the introduction of today's podcast coming up, just want to let you know that there was a post-process issue due to the fact my video came out really strange, and I do apologize for that as well. So, however, I tried to fix it up right from the beginning on while I was doing post-production, but that didn't work out. So today is episode 165 of today's podcast. I do hope you enjoy today's audio podcast, or if you're watching, do enjoy. Send your comments, likes, or leave a comment on iTunes or wherever you are listening to me on. Take care and enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Before we get into today's topic of today, I wanted to go ahead and go forward and tell you about the sponsorships of here I have in today's episode, which first and foremost, I wanted to go ahead and give a shout out to Scooch. If you're looking for a good case, a good protection case of your own, Scooch does an amazing job. I've had Scooch since the beginning of the year. I haven't even replaced another case ever since I've received this case from Scooch to promote their case. I love the brand. I love this clear case that I have right here. I think it is amazing. I think that it does the job well. Job well done. I think for me, I honestly think it's one of the best phone cases I've ever used in a very, very long time. And if you want to learn more about Scooch, check down the link down in the description below and use my promo code to on the checkout. And that way, once you use my link or promo code down below, from here you will go ahead and use that link to any of the cases of your choice, from Samsung to Apple to LG, whatever. Go ahead and check it out. Next on the sponsorship I have is ExpressVPN. If you have used public hotspots over on cafes, restaurants, or wherever you use public hotspots, as you know that using a public hotspot from these restaurants aren't enough to, for protection. And one out of pretty much, I say many out of 10, these secure Wi-Fi hotspots aren't even protected for your privacy. And to me, whenever I've gone through places like, for example, like Starbucks, I love the fact that I can just go and use a service like ExpressVPN to protect myself, because it is awesome and it keeps me safe online. And also the fact that my data is not being out there publicly, and the fact that it's actually very, very secure, because honestly, I would never want to go out and use any of my information, like especially typing in your logins or anything like that, that will compromise your security and anything that you're trying to look up, something simple online as well. So with that said, look up and check on the description down below for the link. So that way, once you use the affiliate link down below, you'll right off of checkout, you'll end up supporting me over in my podcast over on Leon the Gray. Check out the ExpressVPN whenever you can. And then last and not least, it is Blueberry. I use Blueberry for WordPress, and let me tell you something, guys. I love Blueberry. I think Blueberry is actually an amazing host that I recommend to anyone, which if you're starting out, it is great. And something I tell anyone that to check it out, please by all means go ahead and look over on Blueberry. And I'll have the description down below. If you click on the link, the affiliate link down below, you'll end up supporting me, or if you end up signing up for your first podcast right here. And if you, let's say, decide to start your podcast within the first 30 days, first of all, there is no contract when you're using Blueberry. You just sign up using the link down below and put in your information too. And if you don't like Blueberry within 30 days, you can cancel at any time, which I think it's great. So if you don't like Blueberry as a host, and Blueberry's customer service is amazing, which I recommend anyone, if you're looking to do your own podcast, whatever your podcast may be, go ahead and check out Blueberry. I definitely recommend anybody to check out Blueberry for the very first time. And so with all that said, let's get on to today's topic of the show. Let's go ahead and kick it. All right, what's going on? I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you for coming into today's podcast. This is Leon with a brand new episode of the Leon LeGray podcast. As always, your host, Leon, with episode 165. And it's been almost, I would say about 2 weeks since I've done my last recording. And holy cow, we are back. And just to give you guys the short run of things, well, I've been pretty busy with moving things around, posting stuff up on my stores, which my bookstores, my Twitch channel, and I just haven't set time aside for doing a recording for the podcast. So that's what's kept me busy, and all the things that's been going on right there, which I've been looking into doing a move at some point, which for me, honestly, I know that's going to happen pretty soon, and I know that it will definitely happen, but I had to set the recording aside to put other priorities. But however, for the sake of things, I am going to keep myself active at least about every week, not every 2 weeks, of course, so not to delay things further on, which I've been saying to myself, I wanted to keep on the podcast grind week after week, and I've been saying it over and over. But we're back again on tonight's recording on Friday, and we're gonna just get this out there as soon as we can. And plus, probably you'll see this recording around Saturday morning, and you'll see that from there on too. So guys, thank you so much for coming in again, as always. And so today's episode of the Leon LeGray podcast, I am definitely going to give you a good story here in tonight's episode, which I think it's going to be, somewhat crazy. And things I'm going to go roll back what I've said about the OnlyFans situation. And I'm not going to talk too much on it too, because I've said my say about OnlyFans, what went on about 2 weeks ago. And the situation, I would say, with OnlyFans, it's just been a flip-flop turby-toppy. Only because, for one, it's I would just mention about OnlyFans real quick that OnlyFans, I would say for the part I can say about OnlyFans, which what quite turns me off with OnlyFans right now is that they haven't even been so honest of what they want to do as a platform. For one, they were going to cut off porn porn content or adult content that featured sexual explicit content. And you know what, that's what one of the things that puts me aside right there for me was, are the guys over there being honest about what they were saying about their payment processors though, or are they doing it because of the investors' interest? So And honestly, though, I think it does have to do with more of the payment processors than anything. And I know that there's been other outlets and a lot of people, independent media, that said that if OnlyFans had wanted to, they could have had continue on with doing porn content onto their website, and it's not the payment processor's fault. It was on their own doing, which I don't know if I agree 100% on that. And it was done by another content creator that talked about OnlyFans. And honestly, though, in my view about this too, even though while I'd say it's been over, like, how long has it been? Over 2 weeks about this. Honestly, I don't think that they've been 100% honest. Quite honestly, they just haven't. And I think there's still people that are going to stay. And then there's other people that that are ready to get out of OnlyFans and make the move from just pretty much make the move. Honestly, they just don't know what the situation's like. And many of the times when I've talked about OnlyFans too, and during the time I was doing the recording, you know, I couldn't even understand what they were gonna be. You know, that's one thing I was scratching my head about. This was which for me, were these guys being honest of what they were saying, right? And that's one of the things I scratched my head, and a lot of people were like, I don't even know what to think about it anymore too. So that's the one I think that did bother me, because the guys over there, or I would say the CEO and the other one, I remember there was an interview from a journalist that she interviewed the CEO of OnlyFans, and they, for me, I thought they seemed really, really legit, right? And all too. But however, I just think there's so much into it that a lot of people right there in their own minds, they're like, I don't even think they're gonna be quite honest 100%, and I don't think nobody will right there too. And honestly, the best thing a lot of creators have done was get away from the platform that's been rocking, pretty much going back and forth and not being exactly truthful, which I don't blame a lot of creators, or the creators that have moved away did. And I've seen a lot of creators, like especially on Twitter, move to Fansly.com. And Fansly, it's supposedly Fansly, I'll spell it again, FANSLY.com. And that's pretty much the new kid in the block, I should say, because one, it's just a lot, I would say, with Fansly, I would just put it this way, that it's just another medium right there that another medium, especially similar to OnlyFans and the way Patreon has done it, but the way a lot of creators have seen this, especially, is that they've loved the platform. They say that they love the interface with Fansly, and something about it is just like, it's very cool. And I've spoken with one creator on it, which I'll not mention her name. I will say that she said that she likes it, and she said that she's definitely going to stay with it as long as they don't make crazy changes like they've done with over on OnlyFans, which I don't blame. Blame her for not doing what she did. You know, good on her too. And to me, in my understanding, I think the way, like I've said before, the way things have shifted, it's just pretty much shifted so crazy that after over 2 weeks I've talked about it, it's just been another crazy ordeal on it too. So if anyone is looking to do sexual work or whatever, that's the place to go. But however, most of my podcast is always going to be remained on the topic of technology. But however, I wanted to get back into and follow up what I've noticed with the culture of the internet and what things have changed over the past few weeks after my recording. So let's get right on to some good stories. So, because I know this is definitely an important thing that we've definitely have to get right on to, especially in the minds of privacy and the minds of technology. This is something we've got to talk. So getting right onto the topic, now fading over in my screen, which Australia is going to be on everyone's mind. There's been a lot of content creators that's talked about it, and the things I've said about Australia, which I've said one day I would have loved to have gone to a place like Australia. I heard so many things about how beautiful this is and stuff like that, but when you have these people in charge, like health officials, this lady right here, in charge of health, you almost want to know what the hell is going on in Australia. And also, especially in Australia, there's been a crazy anti-encryption law that's been passed already, about especially that Australians cannot use anything like a VPN or anything that can do to protect themselves while surfing, or to protect themselves privately. Which honestly, though, that's honestly the one thing I say about Australia. It's so tyrannical. It's now at this point, a first world country like Australia, it's safe to say now that they are the top tyrannical country in the world, especially. And you look at this health official, and the bullshit that they've gone through with not just the anti-encryption laws, they've destroyed the privacy, but also their freedoms, especially. And then after over a year, you really have to ask yourself, what the hell is going on in Australia? And no one in the media is even talking about the Australia in the slightest way. And even though more people should get more attention, and I've talked about this with someone, and someone mentioned about Australia that this is a good thing for Australia. Now, you can say whatever you want. If you want to be a sheep and obey government orders, go ahead and do so. But at this point, you look at the BS that's been going on. Do you even think this is even rational thinking to lock up your country over one or three cases of COVID? Now this right here, there's tons of articles about this too, but you could definitely look around on Australia. And I'm definitely have to give you some images, which I think it tells you, very telling. So get reading on the article. Australian Chief Health Officer, or I should say Health Officer, says contact tracing is part of New World Order. Doesn't that sound familiar, huh? Something that conspiracy theorists would have said about this years ago. Not anymore. So let's read down here, which says in the subtitle here on this article, Australia has already implemented some of the world's strictest COVID measures. Dr. Carrie, if I said her last name right, Carrie Chant, the chief health officer of New South Wales, sparked alarm on social media after saying, "We will be leading at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order," in response to a question about contact tracing during a press conference. Okay, so that's just that's just insane. So, and she doesn't make it make things clear. So I'm just going to give you just a 10-second clip what I've just heard already.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the new world order. And yes, it will be pubs and clubs and other things if we have a positive case there.
Yeah, so it's a crazy sham. It really is. So I will definitely give you guys a little bit more context about it. So reading on and continuing on, the phrase New World Order is commonly used to refer to the idea of replacing national sovereignty with a totalitarian global government, which is correct. Absolutely correct about this too. And continue on, concern over the use of this phrase by public officials have heightened amid of coronavirus pandemic due to the way many governments have unilaterally introduced vaccine passports, contact tracing, and other restrictive COVID measures. Despite mass protests from their citizens, which there's been many, many protests over this for weeks now, which if you have not seen the protests, it's been huge for... It's been just massively insane in Australia for not weeks, months on this too. So, yeah, this is pretty much what I can phrase it, loony on this too. So, continuing on here in the article, Australia has been a focal point for those concerned about global governments using COVID measures to strip away civil liberties because of it. It has introduced some of the world's strictest COVID measures. These measures include using geolocation and face recognition to police quarantine, building COVID quarantine camps. Okay, so let me stop right here. First of all, I will definitely show. Get into my opinion about this too, because I heard about building COVID quarantine camps that send me a really dark message for me. Like, it just kind of signaled me a terrible taste in my mouth when I read that first time, which it doesn't sound too good when you hear a word like building COVID quarantine camps. Not something I like or endorse of any means whatsoever. So continuing on, and using CCTV surveillance and shop purchase data to enforce contact tracing and quarantine. Imagine being a country that built relocation camps for people deemed sick on suspected of being sick, and then having an official use the phrase New World Order. Journalist and podcasters Tim Pool tweeted in response to Chan's New World Order comment, which I haven't even checked up on it too, which is interesting. I definitely like Tim Pool in certain aspects, so I think he's done a really good job in a lot of his reporting, which if you have not checked Tim Pool's, I definitely recommend looking at his workout. I think some of his workout have been really good in his reporting. So that said, here is the Australian government trying to rile everyone up, or do they just want everyone to know that they no longer care about helping their ambitious secret? Former Nevada GOP chairwoman Amy Tarkanian tweeted, "This is insanity." Okay, let's stop right here. So, this GOP woman, first of all, even though I never ever bring about politics in my channel, and here's one thing I'd say about everything that's been combined together too. While I hear about the people in the tech world that's talked about this in separation of politics, and a lot of the things I've said in the past is that the way they've been putting this right there too, that they've been enforcing these strict lockdown rules. I think it's really out of control over in Australia. A lot of people aren't even talking about this. The media in the States aren't even talking about it in the global news per se. And so just because if they see something like this and that's not popular to their ideals or to their own agenda, they're not going to even talk about this at all too. So there's plenty of reasons why the US, or the, I should say the mainstream here in the US, has failed to report on such things too. But thankfully, you've got bloggers and independent journalists talking about this. So, and that's one thing I will say, and I agree with the GOP chairwoman Amy Tarkanian on this. Sorry if I can't pronounce the last name correctly, so forgive me for the pronunciation. Either way, chairwoman Amy, is that this is insanity. This is fucking... fucking insanity that you're gonna go out and strip away your rights and liberties. They don't care about this. They absolutely don't. And honestly, though, I said this a year ago when I've heard the news about Australia, about how they've announced about the whole strictest measures in order to battle COVID. The first thing I've thought about, and when I first heard about this bullshit that they gone through, and there's not a nice way to say this. So, and I just want to let you know that, and then I'll be ranting and raving about this, so forgive me for the cursing. So here we go. There is absolutely no way how they can tell this to the Australian citizens and say to their faces, this is the way it has to be in order to keep you safe. And my mind is, how the fuck can these Australian citizens go and bend down so easily? You know, and after I've seen the insanity, and after people have woken up what's been going on in Australia, and after they've seen that they're going to end up monitoring their internet usage, what they've been doing, and the rights to say whatever they want to say at this point too. And plus, there's been protests in tons of major cities and provinces over there, this massive insanity over there too. You almost figured, what the hell is this? And you look, is this even a free country over there anymore too? And it's absolutely insane. And especially a few days ago, I'm not even going to go through a lot about what the U.S. is going to end up doing. Certainly to this point, I know that about a few days ago, like Biden has said about mandatory vaccines for employees for the job force, which I think it's absolutely fucked up. Because if you're going to impose this on with people for over 100 employees, if I got that correct from Joe Biden in his speech, the question is that how many of these employers are gonna take and bow down to this nonsense with what's going on in the federal level? And then the other thing about it, I would say, is how are the states are going to implement that too? And will the states even bother to listen to the federal government? So there's that to be said right there too. And especially with the red states in places like the South and parts of the United States, how they're going to take it, I think not a lot of people are going to take it lightly, especially if anything were to pass, like, say, vaccine passports, yearly COVID checks, and you have to have a negative for each testing. You know, where is that insanity going to end, especially? And this is not just technical tyranny, but this is definitely this is definitely a health tyranny on its own as well too. And that's where I think it's to a point that this is getting ridiculous. I think a lot of people are getting very, very weary about this too. So I let me just not get into let me not go further aside right here, not too much. Okay, there's the word sidetrack, which I don't want to get way too sidetracked what I initially talked about too. So I'll get back into like the quote unquote quarantine camps and what I think further on this too, which going on here on the article, social media users concerned about chance use of the phrase "New World Order" propelled it onto the Twitter trending tab. But Twitter quickly stepped in an attempt to downplay these trending discussions by framing them as unfound claims about the New World Order. Conspiracy theorists. Which, first of all, if you know this is coming out from the horse's mouth right here, coming from this lady, you know that something is messed up with these criminals. And first of all, that's what they are. That's what they really, really are. There's no other way to put it. And look, I don't trust anyone that are health officials, ministry of hell, to tell you about your health. There's absolutely no way I'm going to listen to this Dwayne witch right here. It's absolutely insane that somebody's going to listen to a piece of shit like her and keep and take her seriously. Like, how many people are going to take her seriously? Absolutely no way. Like, nobody gives a shit. Like, nobody. And so continue on. While big tech and the mainstream media are attempting to disavow concerns about the phrase "New World Order" as a conspiracy theory, this isn't the first time the phrase "New World Order" has been used to describe Australia's implementation of authorization COVID measures. Okay, hopefully I got that right. In a previous repost on the sweeping restrictions on outdoor gatherings, exercise, visiting shops, and attending funerals that were being introduced as part of Australia's COVID measures, media outlet to News First said, "Today is the first day of the New World Order." Okay, that's interesting. Brad Hazard, New South Wales Minister of Hell, not health, hell, and medical research, has also used the phrase "New World Order" several times while discussing COVID measures. That's the way it is. We're going to accept this, accept that this is the New World Order, Hazard said during one press conference, which my guess Hazard, this person must be him. In other press conference where Hazard was discussing someone contracting the coronavirus in a home situation, Hazard said, "We must treat this new world order, this new world of COVID, even in our own homes, with a high level of care and caution." Seriously, who the fuck are these people? And by the way, I have to say this too, and it's going to be dirty, but I'm going to fucking say it. Who the fuck elected these people? Who on earth elected these people to be in charge of your health? You know, the only ones that should be responsible of your health is you. You alone as an individual should be. And it's absolutely insane. I mean, coming from a first world country like Australia. And I've been saying this about the if that's going to happen in Australia, it'll happen to other places like Canada, United States, and other first world countries. I don't even think this is a conspiracy anymore, too. And whoever brought these people in, I think they are whack jobs. Whack jobs. And furthermore, am really, really disgusted with what these people are doing, with what they are actually bringing this bullshit. So I got to say it because nobody will. Nobody will, because they are criminals in my own eyes. It's absolutely absurd that after a year like this, you would think they would say, okay, let's end the lockdowns and take care of your health, and make sure if you want to take care of others, please use common sense. In fact, they should, if they are there for your health, they should have been like, okay, we're gonna just step down and let you do the rest and take care of yourself. Which I say it would have been fine, but honestly though, they've done a horrible job. What they've done, it's absolutely disgusting that people like her and him and basically the Fauci's of the world that are in charge of too. It's absolutely dumb. So, and also that, I definitely want to go ahead and bring up an article, which I have to bring this up because, in fact, a lot of people have talked about this actually fairly recently, and like a couple days ago. But what is this like? The Age have talked about this as well, and so now people in the media have talked about this too, and I definitely want to get into about construction of Mikoham quarantine camp starts, which in my understanding, Mikoham, I believe it's in Australia. So let me just read over here, which says the construction is under the way in Melbourne's Center for National Resilience. Okay. The unwieldy name given to the new quarantine facility is Mikoham, with the camp set to open by the end of the year. A community of engagement sessions was held earlier this week on progress of the fast-tracked 1,000 held accommodation site for returning travelers. However, residents were told that builders were not to be delayed by the consolidation progress. Earthworks have begun it at an empty padlock in Melbourne's north, which sits next to the federal government's pet quarantine facility and is about 300 meters from homes. Okay, this is quite interesting here. And when I first heard about it about a few days ago, the quarantine camp starts, and it's also that too. What I find really ridiculous, everybody, which I thought when I thought about this article, let me just switch back to me, which where the way I saw this was that this is, it reminds me about a little bit about history and how grim history does not take kindly, and I think things are starting to rhyme and repeat. So quarantine camps reminds me about the Auschwitz camps, right? It kind of tells you something bizarre and weird about this. I don't know, but it doesn't signal a very good sign. It really does not. The way I see it is just another bad indication of what's going to happen. And you look at this Mikoham quarantine camp starts, and also let me just go ahead and give you like the images I've been seeing, especially in DuckDuckGo, but I'm sure that there are actually images in Google that are much more active, so I'll do a slideshow on Google as well. So you end up seeing right here is that so wait a minute, are these the camps in Australia? No, it says coronavirus China footage shows a massive quarantine camp. So there's camps like that in China as well. Interesting. But however, What about Australia? So there, I'm sure there are. So, oh yeah, there it is. Is that it? Is this it? Either way, there's been camps that are starting to be built in Australia. Looks like the images there in DuckDuckGo is not that accurate. So, sadly enough, but let's take a look over at Google's image. So let's go ahead and type this in. Hopefully this is it. Oh, there we go. Okay. What do we have here? Okay. Quarantine villages could house returning Australians from overseas hotspots. So what do we have here? I don't know, but it definitely just shows a really grim feeling about that as well. And there actually there was tons of reports about this a few days ago. And actually, I've been a very big fan of Luke's work over at We Are Change, which he actually reported about this too, which it almost tells you this is such a grim reality. And I've also, my question on this is, are the people in Australia even accepting this as well? In fact, I just think the situation is fucked up. And if this is all about safety, I don't know what is. I really don't. In fact, going back here, you look over here, and like, of course, you see the first image that you see over here. Yeah, like, honestly, though, I don't even know what to say about this, too. It's just a really grim sight what I'm looking over here, too. And that's something I've always looked over, and I looked when I first saw the images. I said about this and said, "There's no way." I said, "There's no way they're gonna end up doing like camps on there too." And many of the problems I can see about this is, for one, are they even really taking care of the people over there? What they are actually really saying, and so also what I find disturbing about this is that most of these people in these facilities, of course, they're going to have phones. And the worst part, if you're going to be in these centers, my thing about this, to add on right there, is people with contract tracing apps are, and the one idea is that people are pretty much hooked on their phones. It's almost like a microchip embedded, except your phone is not embedded inside your hands, thankfully enough. Not yet, however. But the question that aroused me it to an extent is that how will people go through this, especially and especially how people that are in these camps are they supposed to talk with their families? That's one thing I especially came up with the idea, especially if you're going to talk to people over the phones. The idea, my suspicion on this is that when your text messages are being collected, and also your phone calls are being collected as well, especially conversations over the phone while you're talking, I would suspect that it's going to happen the same way as well. So, especially with the contact tracing app that's being installed on your phone right there and then. So there's so many questions that comes up like this too, and it is something like that. I can see it's pretty disturbing. I don't like where, especially Australia is going with on this too, and like I've said in the very beginning that I liked Australia as a country. I think Australia is very beautiful as a country, but they do not deserve my dollars. They just do not. And I honestly, I said this a long time ago, that I don't care. I honestly don't care. If the more they continue about this, I will not jump into Australia, because by the time you get inside Australia, that's the first thing they want you to do, is you have to be quarantined. And once you're in Australia, I think the most possible thing that you would not want to, of course, you would not want to do, or is most likely, pretty much you cannot do anything once you're inside the country, while you're in quarantine for 14 days. But however, Australia is not letting any tourists in, a tourist for anybody, that is. So there's so there's that insanity. So yeah, with that said, it's this is a crazy time. My problem about this, and I would definitely keep this short, because I know I tend to take long on what I talk about in certain subjects. So just to keep it short, how many of the Australian people are going to say that enough is enough, right? I think it's the more I hear about this, the more insane it is. And plus the Australian situation reminds me of the Canadian situation, where it's the borders in Canada, it's still being locked down, and it's still going on in Canada, especially. I mean, first of all, Canada, especially the Canadian people, have just had enough as well. So even to mention about that too. And this is basically a lockstep of having to close off everything for the sake of safety. And the thing about this is that this is not safety. And data mining your privacy has nothing to do with safety. And I think the more you've gone through this with many people are kind of reject that, oh, this is about safety. Is it? When you've had your country locked down for over a year and do this as well, which I think there's nothing, all this has nothing to do with safety, especially. Nothing at all. And just where you think that some people, even especially outside from Australia, can't even wake up and see what is going on. What is going on? And there's nothing a conspiracy, or there's nothing conspiratorial about this too. There's nothing in the fact that there is nothing conspiratorial about this too. This is what it is. It is all about control, mainly, and has been all about control. Simple as that. Really. So, and just to put this as well, in the smart thing I will say about this too is, yes, there are crazy people that are ruling, rulers out there, and especially people in power, especially. One thing I have to say about one country that didn't had a full lockdown, which was actually a big controversy last year, even to especially to mention about Sweden's approach on this, was they didn't want to close down their country, and instead they left their country open. And of course, they've had criticisms all over over the globe, despite the criticisms with the Swedish people. Because to me, honestly, though, their approach on this was actually smart, that they didn't have to close down anything for the sake of a virus, which I think it's quite ridiculous about this too. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, and especially bringing about COVID and the topic of Australia, is that, for one, it's pretty much, let me put it this way, and it's pretty much have gone down under, okay, no pun intended, which it's really have gone down under. So let's put it the way I've seen this already too. Let's put it the way it is, better enough to just to say it. So, which I'm gonna just read a little bit over in The Age real quick before I end this too, because I otherwise I'm gonna go through a rant and rave after way too much time on the podcast, which I definitely want to keep the short. Modeled on the Howard Springs Center in the Northern Territory, which has proven to be highly effective at preventing leaks of COVID-19 compared to hotel quarantine. Interesting. Don't know about that, but okay. Multiplex has been engaged to construct the facility with 80% of the buildings to be prefabricated off-site. The center can be extended to 3,000 beds, but will be operated as soon as 500-acre ready later this year. Among the issues raised by the public at an information session on Thursday were questions about the impact on real estate prices, the threat of the virus escaping into the community, and why residents were only receiving information about the project now. So yeah, so there's just a lot of questions. That's a lot of people, especially the Australian people, have talked about this. So it kind of gives you, this is what I'm kind of saying, like, this is kind of give you the weird feeling of how much more can people take about this too. I don't know. You guys can make your own assumptions, and you can put your comments down below on it. Personally, though, there's a lot. There's definitely a lot more to what is going on, and I honestly don't want to say that Australia is lost, but I honestly, way I'm going through this, and the way I'm going through what they're doing with these homes or these facility, what they say about this, I honestly, to this point, I guess it's kind of safe to say that Australia is in a lost. It's absolutely what I can see, is they're in a very lost, and Australia is very much done. That they'll trade their freedoms over a sense of government security. That's what I can see. But either way, definitely want to get out just to end this right here too, and put this on a close. I think, especially with the technology side, I think there's even though there hasn't been a lot of technology issues on today's show, which I know on next episode, I'll end up going through a different subject over with Apple iOS 15, which something I'll end up posting up sooner than later, which reminds me, which I will end up reading over what iOS 15 has to talk about. So putting the episode on a close, I've always seen these projects and these big things as very much of campsites, like what you've seen in extermination camps, which I think it's really wrong what I've gone through. And I think this is not even one big conspiracy what the media is labeled this about. And so there's that. So there's that to say right there too. So at this point, guys, I think this is definitely the most serious topic I've actually gone through on the history of the Leon LeGrey podcast. And I think there's just so much that definitely needs to be discussed, because nobody will discuss about this as well. Nobody. Especially nobody in the mainstream are going to talk about it, especially with independent voices like myself and others that have spread about the issues, the technical side and the health side, especially. Well, most of the health side has pretty much gone very political at this point. You know, let's put it this way. The health situation is gone so political that there's no words to put it this way too. And imagine this was done like this in the US. I wonder how people will react. I wonder. But with that said, I'm definitely going to keep this in the close. And the articles that I've already mentioned on, which is Reclaim the Net and also The Age, you guys can read up on it too. And I'll especially put more articles down below, because honestly, this video has gone long enough that I'm definitely going to put this podcast on the close. Anyways, everybody, thanks again for coming in and coming out to watch or listen to the Leon Luckery podcast. If you are listening to me on podcast services such as Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, or Spotify, either or, I appreciate everybody coming in, taking a watch over on the Leon Luckery podcast. And if there's any topics you want me to talk about, important topics, especially in technology, world and society, whatever that may be, I am down. And I think there are tons of important topics that definitely need to be talked about, especially even though it is a technology podcast, some issues definitely need to be addressed for the most part. But that further said, I am out. I have said what I have to say about the story of Australia and the bit news of what I've said about OnlyFans. But with that further said, thank you so much for taking a listen. I am out. Thanks, everybody.